Penguin Random House Audio presents At the Dark End of the Street, Black Women, Rape, and Resistance, a new history of the civil rights movement from Rosa Parks to the rise of black power, by Danielle L. McGuire. Read for you by Robin Miles.
Prologue. On September 3, 1944, the Rock Hill Holiness Church in Abbeville, Alabama, rocked late into the night. It was nearly midnight when the doors of the wooden one-story church swung open, releasing streams of worshipers, all African-American, into the moonlight. After a night of singing and praying, Reese Taylor, Fanny Daniel, and Daniel's 18-year-old son, West, stepped out of the country chapel and strolled toward home, alongside the peanut plantations that bounded the Abbeville Headland Highway. Taylor, a slender, copper-colored and beautiful 24-year-old mother and sharecropper, noticed a rattletrap green Chevrolet pass them at least three times, young white men gawking from its windows. "You reckon what they are up to?" Taylor asked. Taylor and Daniel, a stout 61-year-old woman, watched the car creep by one last time and roll to a stop a few feet ahead of them. Seven men, armed with knives and guns, got out of the car and walked toward the women. Herbert Lovett, the oldest of the crew at 24 and a private in the U.S. Army, shouted, "Halt!" When they ignored the order, Lovett leveled his shotgun. West tugged at his mother's sleeve, begging her to stop. "They might shoot you," he whispered. As the circle of men closed in,